This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokerum Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. The whole crew is here and ready to roll today. As always, Tyler, good to see you in the building. Clint, good to see you in the building.
Good to see you, bro.
Brandon on YouTube and Twitch in our last conversation. Bargain shopping is how you get ahead.
Yeah, getting ahead and winning the Super Bowl is two different things.
That's fair. Way to look at it. That's a way to look at it, getting ahead.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm let me ask you this, boys.
That's a take.
Just from a talent perspective, do you think this offensive line is better right now than they were a month ago?
I'd say yes.
No.
But not that doesn't mean that they're an upper echelon unit around the NFL or anything.
I mean, you're still at a point where, in order to say that, you'd have to play Tytus Howard at guard,
which is the scary part.
And you would have to think that Laken Tomlinson is
resurgent.
So much. Well, just simply so much better than Juice Scruggs or Kenyon Green to offset the Laramie Tunsil to Cam Robinson or Laramie Tunsil to Trent Brown. So, I mean, it's a conversation, right? And the thought coming into this with the Texans' offensive line was...
I don't even know if I have the answer to that question you just...
That's the scary part.
I'm still trying to put it together.
You're still... In order to put the best five on it, which I hate that phrase and that verbiage anyway, but in order to put the best five players on the field right now, you would have to move Tytus Howard to guard.
Yeah, because like right now, if they had to go play a game today, their starting offensive line would be Cam Robinson. Probably, you're right, probably Tytus Howard. Probably Juice, Tomlinson, and...
Whichever other tackle you want.
Blake or Trent Brown
at your right tackle?
Probably... I guess Blake Fisher. Yeah. Is that better than Tunsil, Tytus, Patterson, Mason, and
Blake Fisher? Or Mason or Scruggs?
Yeah. Because Tunsil is clearly the most talented guy out of all of them.
Yeah.
Just talent wise, not the other stuff that I do think they made a lot of sense. To move on from.
Well, the thing is, and not to get too deep into that conversation because it was more of a rhetorical question. The thought for the Texans coming into it would be, oh, by this time they will have bulked up that interior offensive line and it's going to be off to the races. Let's ride. Let's go. Even if they like, my thought was blow it up, move on from Tunsil. Still, hey man, based on everything we heard, just bulk up that interior offensive line. We'll help tackles if we need to. Let's get this thing right. And that's just not what's happened. So, You know, even if you like the moves, which I'm not opposed to the moves, even if you like the moves, you still got to sit there and go, is this really a better offensive lineman? Have we improved our chances of making a run?
Text line coming through, overall talent, no. Hopefully the coaching is the difference maker.
Yeah, it should be. Agreed. There's no doubt about it.
Right now, what they're looking at, that's what the hope is.
Well, the saving grace, and this is, I think, the better way to look at Houston, right? Instead of debating, you know, is the talent better or worse? Is this, like, the reality of it is with the Texans' offensive line problem, there were so many layers to it. And I don't know that any one layer, like, I don't know that talent trumped all the other problems just head over heels, right? Like, I think the scheme sucked. Clearly the communication was bad. Clearly the coaching, just like the ability to cut through to the players and get them to understand what you want them to do, clearly that was not good. Yes, the talent was an issue. I think C.J. Stroud not having command and not having the ability to change things from a quarterback perspective, I think that was a problem. You know, C.J. and Bobby wanting to hold the ball and drive it down the field, I think that was a problem that contributed to it. So all you got to do, if you can just, which has got to be how they're looking at this thing, Ron. Like, no, we don't expect Nick Caley to come in and just be, you know, Andy Reid overnight. You know, we don't expect any of these offensive linemen that we're coming in to be Titus Howard. I mean, Laremy Tunsil. You know, we don't expect Cole Popovich, the offensive line coach, to be the best offensive line coach. But all of them being just a tick better will give us a better offensive product, which all together will give C.J. Stroud a much better chance to play winning football.
Yeah.
That's got to be the thought here.
Yeah. Yeah. And as of right now, we'll see. We'll see what they add in the draft. As we talked about, there's still some moves, free agency or trade-wise, that we'll see if they make. But probably not the route, as you said, probably not the route you were expecting to see it go. All right. Got a little news about a member of the show. Oh, Tyler Milner. Tyler Milner is going to, he's going to be with us tomorrow. But in the 5 o'clock hour, old Nighthawk Chris Santiago is going to take over.
AKA Clay Thompson.
Because Tyler has to get out of here. Because what is your new role now, Tyler? A member of the executive producer of the number one sports show in all of Houston.
Oh, that sounds good.
What is your?
I've had some responsibilities bestowed upon me.
Oh, bestowed.
Graciously been asked and graciously accepted a position as a local Houston media representative on the Texans Fan Council.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Do we know what this consists of?
Isn't
it the same thing that like Larry was on last year?
Yes.
I think what's her name? The Texans.
Debbie Texans been on the Fan Council, yeah.
Yeah. So you're on the
coming and making some noise. Let's go.
Well, I mean, like what I'm curious to know like what your responsibility is gonna be. Like what is a media member, like why does that make you any different? Why are you just not just a member of the Fan Council?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm gonna have to report back on Wednesday after I go to this first meeting tomorrow night over at NRG.
Is that tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Oh, it is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. So is your game plan? Like, I think you need to be extremely aggressive.
Oh, I'll set the tone.
I mean, is your role has to be something along the line of, like, let's keep everything and everybody involved, keep it transparent. Like, I'm a member of the media. Yeah. Like, I'm this is how it went down. If anything was to
get a little
sideways.
I'm always down with some good old-fashioned transparency.
Okay.
I'll be there for the people, with the people, amongst the people. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, that's good. That is really good.
Yeah, man. We got a member of the drive on the Texans Fan Council.
It says join the dynamic group of fans that inspire the new Texans uniforms and H-Town made as a part of the Fan Council.
It's all the pressure.
You will engage in exciting discussions throughout the season on topics such as game entertainment, fan experience.
This is right up your alley.
Annual marketing campaigns and so much more.
Wow. I think you should wear a tank top in there and show your tattoos off.
Oh yes, at least a cutoff.
Should I go tank?
Yep.
I got some pretty good ones.
You got some good tanks. Yeah, get in there, go tank.
Welcome to the gun show.
Like, well, no, I don't mind walking there like that. But yeah, I mean, you're a tank guy. You're a tank and Vans guy.
Yeah, that's true.
I think
true.
You should do it, man. Show the tats. I think the tats are what puts you over the...
When I leave here at 5 o'clock, just switch on over to a tank real quick.
Yeah, don't wear it before. You'll end up pink by the time you get over there. You can't be out in that sun too long with that fair skin now, Chief.
Guilty. I am pasty.
Don't be going to sit on a patio drinking Manhattan.
You're going to be one of 60 members.
Oh, yeah, 60.
That's what I'm saying. The meat, he's got to keep people honest or something, which that's scary.
I want to say there might be like two or three of us media folk.
Oh,
I'm going to need you to report back on who that is.
Oh, I will. Yeah. I can't wait to see who.
I can't wait to see what you did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, they listened to you on this show and they said, Emmett, this is a job.
That's psycho.
For Tyler Milner. This right here, this here, this is a job for Tyler Milner.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.
And as I said, I think you need to be aggressive and take this bitch over.
Hey, yeah. Sit in the front row, man. You going to sit in the front row? Don't be a back row
sit,
Joe.
Go get you, I've never been a back row Joe.
Don't get a phone or your computer. Get you one of them yellow notepads right up front.
Vigorous notes.
And take your contacts out. Wear your glasses. And really get after it. And I don't even care if you agree with everything. Have like five questions in the whole
thing. Okay.
Like, I mean, really, like, yes, like, set the tone for this thing.
I like where your head's at. I'm like excited, it, man. Like it's going
to
be fun.
Like, right now, I want people to text in. Like, what, if you were Tyler, like what kind of things you would want you'd Tyler to bring up in that fan council?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what kind of things, what did they say? It was a lot about the in-game experience.
I was about to say, like, the fan experience.
Game day entertainment.
I don't know if you're going to be able to trump the jerseys, man. The fact that the last year's crew had the jersey input, man, that's big.
They set a standard.
Yeah, to me, it's like, I would propose Cecil get a raise. And more.
Oh, hell yeah.
And more. More Cecil Shorts the Third.
Oh, hell yeah. You're on to something there. I like that.
Like, I want Cecil to start parachuting out.
Yeah, can we suspend Cecil from the ceiling a couple times a game?
Maybe he can just be wearing the Toro head, not like the full mascot, but maybe Cecil could have the Toro head on as he suspends down the field.
No, you can't make a Cecil Toro. Now, that's Toro. Toro's already. Now you're pissing Toro
off. Well, no, it wouldn't be Toro. It'd be more of a, what are those called? Like the half man, half bull. It'd be more like a centaur.
Yeah, no, I think Cecil's a good looking dude. I think covering his head would be a first mistake.
Champ Slice, find ways to make fans to get to their seats before kickoff. Now listen, this is the fan council, not Jesus.
I'm on it though.
I'm not trying to make.
I'm here to find answers, Ron. I'm on it.
Well, I don't know if that's the place to find that answer. Right? Like, I mean, we're not expecting you to turn water into wine and feed.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Feed people, everybody with two loaves of bread.
A few fish. Maybe a churl burger.
All right, coming up this week, very, very soon, the Astros start this thing up. And we don't know exactly what the opening day roster will be, but